So there was a point when both my mom and my son needed help getting to the bathroom. And so I'm thinking like, oh my God, you know, I just remember thinking there are companies that provide products that can be delivered on demand on a regular basis. But, you know, you kind of have to do those things individually. Like you may need incontinence care products, so you have to get that individually, or you may need other products and you have to, you know, purchase those things individually. So it was at that point, you know, that I realized that you kind of need something to kind of help you prepare and help with the management of the day-to-day caregiving activities.
Welcome to Keep Going, a podcast from Mazuma, where we share motivational stories from small business owners. I'm Greg.
And I'm Ben.
And we're your hosts for this episode. Today, we're talking with Mo, the owner of Your Grace Collective, a company that helps ease the emotional toll of caregiving by providing emotional support to caregivers. Mo, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for the introduction.
So, Mo, is there any connections to your upbringing that led you to starting this business?
So my name is Maureen, but I go by Mo. I was born and raised in Chicago, attended college in Columbia, Missouri, Mizzou, go Tigers. and yeah, I'm a mom of a 9-year-old, and I'm also a foster mom. We became a foster family recently. He's 9 months old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so good for you.
For a couple of months now. Yeah. I work full time as an auditor and have launched the business as a result of taking care of my mom. Both me and my brother shared that responsibility. My brother didn't work full time, however, so he handled a lot of the day to day. Then I would fill in on weekends or during the week when he wasn't available. It was a challenging time. We were honored to care for her, of course. She had her first stroke a few months after my son was born. Then after she passed, just communicating with others who were caring for elders of their family. And my experience with my mom was just an opportunity to kind of not only take care of her, but also an opportunity to help others. There's so many millions of Americans who are caring for loved ones who are in similar situations. I just took the learnings from that experience, did a lot of research in the market, and decided to launch Your Grace Collective in honor of my mom.
Oh, I love what you're doing. And I'm reminded of watching other people go through a similar experience to you. And a lot of times the concept is nobody's caring for the caregiver.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the toll that the caregiver and the weight and the burden that the caregiver is carrying often gets overlooked. And so I love that you've been able to focus in on that. If you don't mind, I'd love to talk more about your business and all that, but going back to your childhood and when you were growing up, did you ever see yourself becoming an entrepreneur? Were you entrepreneurial in general, or was this something that's kind of like caught even you by surprise?
Honestly, no, not really. I didn't plan on being an entrepreneur. I was focused on pre-med for years. And it wasn't until I got to college, I think it was my sophomore or junior year, I realized that it wasn't for me. Not the ideal time to figure that out. You kind of have to regroup quickly. But thanks to a program that introduced students that were kind of looking to switch majors into business, that piqued my interest in entrepreneurship. But still, even then, I kind of just saw myself working a 9-to-5 and work until, you know, I'm in my 60s or 70s and retire, and that was that. But that changed, of course, after college. I decided on finance. So, you know, my plan was to work in banking. I didn't work in finance directly. I worked in market research for a market research company, and that kind of really helped when it came to time to research the business that I'm running now. But no plans to be an entrepreneur early on, but the experience with my mom. And that was something that she always kind of suggested that I consider, but it was advice that I never bothered to look into. I wanted to be a doctor for years, and then, you know, I wanted to work in finance. Eventually, I took her advice, and here we are.
Yeah, that's great. And you said you're working as an auditor right now. Is that in accounting? firm?
No, actually in law enforcement. So I worked in market research for years, but we also provided other services, lots of auditing, quality assurance services. So because I worked for a boutique market research company for so many years, you kind of wear multiple hats. I started as an interviewer making minimum wage, and the opportunity to move up was available. So transitioned to training and quality assurance, client service, operations, and eventually, you know, I became a vice president of the organization. And the owner of the company told me one day that I can see you either running my company or your own company one day. So all of that background, it really kind of came in handy.
I imagine that those types of comments or the encouragement from your mom, those are things that really booster your confidence as you're going along in this journey.
It did. And I try to instill that into others, including when I have conversations with caregivers. One of the things that caregivers don't think about is life after caregiving, because it means rebuilding your life after the loss of a loved one, or maybe someone recovers fully, for example. And then what do you do with your time next? What's next? So I know that the scope of the business sounds pretty broad, but to some degree it isn't, because we're all about providing personalized service for caregivers and their loved ones. So kind of helping manage that situation by providing the things that you need to help manage your day-to-day, but also preparing for life after caregiving, tactfully, of course, but just thinking about how they can either use their experience or things that they love doing in the future.
I'm on the website and I'm seeing it all revolves around these gift boxes that you can send to people who are providing care.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for family members or friends who can't be there to support physically. It's also a way to provide that level of emotional support that sometimes family members don't have time to give. Each care box includes words of encouragement, self-care items, and then the essentials. We also reach out to determine if there are any other needs. Is there specific equipment that they need that we can help facilitate the delivery of, reminding them that they have access to care specialists. One of our clients, she's just really frustrated that she has a large family, but no one seems to be available to help. And so sometimes it's just about venting, or everyone's a critic.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, some folks may not be fond of the way that you're going about caregiving, or may not think that you're doing enough when you're the one there day to day. So being that empathetic ear, in addition to providing the care boxes, just to discuss your experience.
You have the products. Could you explain the scope of your business and what it all includes? I know you got the products and the baskets, but it sounds like there's almost maybe even like an emotional, personal connective type of support here as well.
We do provide access to the Grace Collective Care Specialists, and we're all individuals who have had caregiving experiences. So we all have various levels of experience. It also includes access to our care specialists, the delivery of the gift boxes, laundry pickup and drop-off is available, in addition to a delivery of freshly prepared meals. Part of the caregiving experience involves the use of home health aides. In many states, families are allotted a certain number of hours per week where they can have a home health aide, or it may be a CNA that can get to their home. But one of our challenges as a family, and we've learned through the research and talking to others, that there is an issue with reliability, and it's something that transcends industry. Staffing concerns are just a problem. So we also have caregivers available that can kind of fill in on demand if need be. That's essentially the scope of our services. We do provide housing, lower cost, more affordable housing. We currently house 3 families. But longer term, our goal is for the business, through the delivery of the care boxes, the revenue generated from that business, to kind of expand the affordable housing that we provide. And that really resonates with me, because we did not come from a family of means by any means. So just being able to retrofit our home was a challenge for us, because we're in Chicago. There are a lot of homes that have plenty of character, but they are so old and dated, and retrofitting the home was another obstacle for us. And so it's only three families to start, but I'm making sure that it's set up to ensure the safety of their loved ones.
Right. Yeah, because that's not, I mean, it feels a little bit different than just providing a place. Mm-hmm. Setup has to be appropriate for whatever situation they're dealing with. That's big. You're doing a lot.
I know. Yeah, you got a lot going on in this
space. Yeah, and it kind of happened organically. So I know it sounds like, you know, she's all over the place, but I kind of plan to just start with the business and work on developing that. But the opportunity to purchase the housing kind of came about. And so kind of have to go where the opportunity is sometimes. And tapping into their experiences also helped fine tune the development of our core business, which is the care boxes, the access to the care specialist.
Right. Your overall goal is to help people and support the caregiver. And it's good to let yourself learn more about that as you try and fill that need.
I know that you said caregiving to your mom was kind of what led you down this path to starting this business. Was there a particular moment where you were like, I need to start a business?
So there was a point when both my mom and my son needed help getting to the bathroom. And so I'm thinking like, oh my God, you know, I had barely enough adult diapers available for my mom. I just remember thinking, there are companies that provide products that can be delivered on demand on a regular basis. But, you know, you kind of have to do those things individually. Like you may need incontinence care products, so you have to get that individually, or you may need other products and you have to, you know, purchase those things individually. So it was at that point, you know, that I realized that you kind of need something to kind of help you prepare and help with the management of the day-to-day caregiving activities.
The experience that your company's providing would really help a family who's never had to go through this before. As generations move on, that's not something that really gets passed down. It's like at the later stages of our generations, our families, and it's almost kept quiet. I don't know why, but I guess it's hard right. for us yeah. young, healthy people who still think we're going to live forever to confront the idea that that's where we're headed to, and how great it is to have a resource like this that can transfer that knowledge and extend that support to a population that can't really easily access it otherwise.
Yeah, and if your loved one is hospitalized before they're released, they're given a care plan, or the company that provides home health care services, they create a care plan for your loved one, but you can also consider us as part of that care plan as well, sort of filling right. any gaps, or just to be there to do our best to kind of prepare you for the road ahead. So.
Yeah. Yeah, really critical.
One of the things that I think is amazing is it sounds like you may have started with a more limited scope, like providing meals or providing gift baskets and stuff like that. But as new opportunities came up and they still fit within your scope, you pursued them. You had a great vision, but your vision wasn't so limited to just doing the one thing, that you were able to adjust as you realized your clients' needs changed or expanded, or they were bringing issues to you that were outside of your original perspective of what you were trying to accomplish.
Exactly. And I did hesitate initially because of the very thing that you mentioned. It's like, okay, well, are you remaining focused? You know, is this what you should be doing? But when I saw that there were so many individuals that needed quality housing, and I remembered the experience with my mom. It's like, okay, this is totally aligned. Take advantage of the opportunity and pray about it first. God will definitely set you straight. So,
really? So as you've gone through this business journey, what have been some of the hurdles or challenges that you've had to overcome? And what have been some of the really rewarding experiences that you've had?
There have been some challenges like executing the business development and marketing strategy. I've worked in market research, but that's very different from marketing, like developing a strategy and executing on that strategy. So just a lot of frogs, worked with a lot of contractors where things didn't work out, and all of that adds up. Done a lot of research on marketing, you know, SEO, learned a lot about backlinks and quality backlinks and things that just haven't been in my wheelhouse, but the trial and error continues. So even with the delivery of the care boxes, the supply chain issues are real that you hear about in the news, but you kind of have to pivot because my long-term goal was to do everything domestically within the U.S. I'm a smaller company though, so that hasn't always been cost effective, but you just have to adapt. And I was able to find local vendors, so we cut our margins a bit, but the quality is great, supporting other small businesses as well. So the supply chain issues were definitely a problem. Things that have been rewarding, just the experience with serving the individuals that receive housing, that definitely has been rewarding because you're not only able to provide the housing, but provide things that they need as well that they may not necessarily be able to afford, especially with the rising costs of just about everything. And then just being a resource and empathetic ear for individuals who just need someone to know that someone understands what they're going through and that they're not alone.
You could tell that this is something you care deeply about that comes through in your discussions about why you're doing this and how you're helping people. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you guys for offering this platform. It's great. So thank you.
Mo, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. It's been very enlightening. We'd like to ask one final question of everyone who comes on the podcast, and that is to kind of look deeply within yourself and answer the question of what is it that keeps you going in your business every day?
The memory of my mom and my brother's efforts as well, and just that experience kind of brought us closer. We were very competitive siblings, I guess, before my mom became ill, and it definitely brought us closer. And just helping others who have difficulty just navigating through this experience. There, again, I mentioned like millions of Americans that kind of fall into the sandwich caregiver category. They have families and they're also caring for loved ones. And so there's definitely a need for the services that we provide and definitely a need to provide that emotional support. Nowadays, we talk about so many things like being automated, but there's still that need for human connection. So yes, of course, you're receiving products and things that you need, but should the individuals need it, that human connection is there, and that is what is big for us, and that's what's keeping us going as well.
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mo, best of luck. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you or someone you know would like to share your small business story, please go to MazumaUSA.com/keepgoing and fill out the form at the bottom of the page. And if you are looking for tax advice for your small business, be sure to join our Keep Going Facebook group and check out our website at MazumaUSA.com.